Praise the Lord. Amen. My life completely, something what no other can do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. So that so kind I see. No one darkness for me. Oh, how much he cared for me. When Jesus found me, amen. Thank you, beloved. I want us to pray a prayer from Psalm 17. That is verse 4 and 5. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me. For the paths of the destroyer, hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I want us to pray those verses. Father, we thank you for today of our gathering together. Lord, you promised us you will build your church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Father, you are the master builder. Build your church the way you want it done. That you said to that minister, He said, they should give my church back to me. Father, deliver us from the path of the destroyer. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All the tactics that the enemy has released that is affecting the church, that is affecting individuals, oh Lord, we bring it down in the name of Jesus Christ. We dethrone you. You, God of this world, you are bound in the lives of the people of God. Loose them and let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Bless us today, Lord. Speak to us and help us to understand. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I don't know how to speak Latin or Greek, but I'm going to bring a subject from Greek. It has to do with the Holy Ghost. The Paraclete. Face on tie. Does somebody understand that one? So we'll try and break it down. Paraclete. I want us to look at Matthew 27, verse 50-51. Can somebody put it up there for us, please? What are the purpose or the purposes of the Holy Spirit? That's what I want to share with us today. God wants to fill his temple. You are his temple. In Matthew 27, verse 50. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. Then 51. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the air did quake, and the rocks rent. When the Lord moved out of the Holy of Holies, where is he now? Where did he move to? Remember what the Bible says in the book of Revelation. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. God wants to dwell richly in you. You are the tabernacle of God on earth. Remember again, the Bible referred to David, the tabernacle of David. There was something special about the tabernacle of David. So covered with a skin, it was under the roof, under the sun. And the rain will beat that tabernacle. And it's referring to you. The Lord is raising you up to be a vessel of praise. The Lord wants to use your eyes, wants to use your ears, wants to use your lips, wants to use your hands. You are God's tabernacle that you will flow through. Hallelujah. I want to give you another scripture. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. Okay. What had the temple of God with idols? Or what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them. Who are the them? Church, who are the them? Us. I will dwell in them. I will walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Are we God's people? God will walk in you, will walk through you. God will dwell in you. God will abide in you. God will see through you. God will speak through you. God will walk through you. Hallelujah. We just heard a story last week. A 25-year-old young girl over there in Africa just prayed for a cripple, and the cripple started walking. The other disease left, and they started rushing her. Even the police department where the people came to rescue her. God wants to do great things, and he will use you. The purpose of the Holy Spirit. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you will speak with other tongues, heavenly tongue. Let us look at St. John chapter 7, verse 37. Out of your belly shall flow rivers, not a river, rivers of living water. Out of your belly, when you are filled, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. I have to rush. Let me give you the third point. To show us things to come. Let's go to Gospel of John chapter 13. No, Gospel of John chapter 16 verse 13. Matthew. Okay. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. How many? So nothing is left out of the truth. The truth. Jesus is the truth. He's the way. He's the life. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Amen? He will show you things to come. The other time, I made mention of some things. I don't want to go back there now. But see what God promised you here? He will show you things to come. As you give yourself to God in prayer, God will begin to show you things to come. So that you will not be ignorant of what the enemy is doing or what he's about to do. Hallelujah. The next point I want to share with you is when God will fill you with the Holy Spirit, is to have rich fellowship with him. The purpose is to have rich fellowship with your Heavenly Father. God created Adam that he might power with him, someone to fellowship with. Cool of the day, God came walking to fellowship with Adam. God wants to restore that same pattern. He wants to fellowship with you. I remember a man of God, he's late now. He said he was so tired, he decided to go to bed, and God came and woke me and said, it's time for fellowship. God wants to fellowship with us. He wants to share secrets with you because you are his friend. Are we God's friends? God wants to share secrets. Secrets about your life, about your future. God wants to turn things around for you. The Holy Spirit will take you to that dimension. Another point I want to share with you is this. To be used by God to reach others. Let's look at Mark 15, 16. Mark. And he that believeth is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. Then he said, they shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly, they shall not hurt them. But what I want to stress here is this. Now, even if you are not filled with the Holy Spirit like the man of God is, see what he said here. He that believeth is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. But these signs shall follow them that believe. It did not say these signs shall follow the apostles only, the prophets only, evangelists only. No. It said these signs shall follow them. Who are the them? Us. Are you a believer? Church. Are you a believer? These signs will follow you. I remember when I was working with living water out of the valley. Somebody came. Well, I said, Pastor, please. My father-in-law is ready now. Come on, start to him. See, God raised us up to be able to minister to others. What the pastor will do is to continue to build up that person. That young man would have been able to do instead of rushing down. He drove down to the church to come and call the pastor. Now, when a situation will arise and the pastor is nowhere, you cannot reach him on the phone, what will you do? These signs shall follow them that believe. You are one of them. What are the signs? He said they will lay hands on the sick. They will recover. It's as simple as that. Laying hands. It didn't even say pray. We omit that one. In most cases, we think he's just talking about pray. Just lay your hand. In the name of Jesus, I lay my hand. You be healed. But we believe that we have to be praying. That God wanted to exercise your faith. You'll play your own part. God's power will flow through your hands to the body. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then the sixth point is to teach us God's word. The Holy Spirit will lead you to all truth. The Holy Spirit will teach you. Now let's pause a bit. Remember, Moses wrote book of Genesis. I want you to think. There are a lot of things that Moses wrote in the book of Genesis that happened before he was even born. How was he able to figure out those things? The Holy Spirit. That same Holy Spirit is still available to show you things to come. Even things that transpired that is bothering you, the Holy Spirit can bring it to your memory. And the Holy Spirit can turn things around. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is taking us to a deeper dimension of God. From glory, God is changing us to another dimension. There was a time we were in elementary school. A time came we went to grammar school. A time came we went to university. I did not go to university. A time came some people went higher than that one. The same thing in the things of God. From one dimension to another dimension. Another dimension to another dimension. Why? God wants you to be like him. To change you to be like him. Hundredfold. Hallelujah. When God will finish with you, you will be like him. You will resemble him. Remember what Hebrews said. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. The author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Now, the seventh point is to transport you to heavenly dimension or heavenly realm. Okay, before I go to that one, I explain that one to you. Let me cite an example. Remember, Philip was transported. Philip was preaching to Antioch of Ethiopia. After he finished preaching, he was taken to Azotus. Do you know God is still doing that today? There was a brother. Elos sent him to ask him to go to Saudi Arabia. No, in that place, you cannot take the Bible. You cannot use the Bible. You cannot even preach. But no visa, no passport. Elos asked him to go to a bathroom in the airport. Then later he found himself in Saudi Arabia. And he started preaching in the streets. They arrested him. They couldn't find nothing on him. God is still in the business of changing his people. In reaching out unto his people. Hallelujah. A man of God passed away some years ago. He was teaching people how to go to God. And we read that one in school 51. Loving inquirer and worthy seekers. They be going to heaven and bringing stuff. Here on earth, he will say, did you see this? As they go there, he said, did you see this? Yes. Did you smell this? As they enter heaven. Is but he's gone. And that thing is still happening today. Now, there are a lot of things God put in you. Take, for example, as you are sitting down here, when you close your eyes, you see some things in your house. But you are here. If you had an experience with God, if you remember that experience, something will trigger spiritually. The Lord will begin to bring that heavenly experience again. So this is why we should seek the Lord. Don't just do it as if you are playing religion. Let me try and rush through this one and go to the main thing I want to share with you. Number 8, to help us to pray. Romans 8, 26 and 27. Remember, the Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. When the Holy Spirit take hold with you, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered in articulate speech. The Spirit helpeth our weaknesses, and he will help us to pray. Now, when I asked the Lord some years ago, Lord, teach me how to pray. I shared this with you some time ago, that he said I should go back to the book of Psalms. Psalms is a prayer book for the Israelites, apart from being a song book. Apart from that, there are a lot of things started teaching me. One day I found myself groaning. Unfortunately, my sister-in-law was around that time. And he was saying, what is wrong with him? But when that thing started happening to her after some years, he said, I remember what brother was doing that day. I was not just making it up. The Holy Spirit take hold with me because I made myself available and begin to pray. Because when you begin to pray, God will begin to show you some things. And your prayers will begin to go from one dimension to another dimension to solve that problem that you cannot reach. Hallelujah. So make yourself available in the name of Jesus Christ. See, the Holy Spirit is in us now, if you are truly filled with the Holy Spirit, to reach others. God saved you to save others. Obadiah is there. God saved us to be saviors. Plural. I think it's one chapter, verse 17. It says, saviors shall come from Mount Zion to judge Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be of the Lord. It says, saviors, plural. Who are the saviors? You and me. How do we send treasures, wealth to heaven to build our mansions? By saving souls, the work we are doing for the Lord. Don't neglect it, brethren. You don't have to be an evangelist to save a soul. Amen? Amen, brethren? You don't have to be an evangelist. God saved you to save others. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I was talking about transportation. Remember, it was a lifestyle for Elijah. When Obadiah came across him, and he said, go and tell your master I'm around. He said, no, my Lord, don't do that to me. You want to kill me? He said, before I come back now, you will disappear. Because it was notable in the life of Elijah. The Spirit would take him away, and he would find himself somewhere else. God is still available to do that. Amen? Praise the Lord. Appears I'm too slow. Let me give you a typical example. I will not mention the name of this family. They went to somewhere. That time they were still fiancé. And when they were coming back, their car broke down on the highway, Lagos Highway, going to Lagos. And after a while, they saw the police department came and they started mounting roadblock. So this was a forest. So they decided to go to them so that the police will help them to get a vehicle. And the first time they saw them, said, what are you people doing in the forest here? He said, well, our vehicle broke down. We want you to help us. No, he said, you are your own. But they passed them. They passed the police roadblock and moved forward, and they started singing a song. And they prayed. Not long, God brought a vehicle. Are you hearing me? Brought a vehicle. Initially, they thought it was just ordinary human being, just like them. He said, when they entered the vehicle, the song they were singing, what was the music the man was playing in the vehicle. They looked at one another and they entered the vehicle. Now, they started driving. He said, why the vehicle was going was like gliding. You don't feel all those shock and so on and so forth when you are driving. And they got to toll gate. That time there used to be toll gate. So they alighted from the vehicle and decided to tell Oga, how much do you want us to pay? Before they came around, the vehicle disappeared. Hallelujah. God is still in the business of doing the things he did in the time of old. I am the Lord, I change not. So let us not limit God with our brain. Because this brain is causing problem. We try to figure it out because we are scientists. I don't think it's possible. In this wilderness, God will provide a vehicle. I don't think. When you say you don't think, you've just limited God. Is there anyone as great as your God? Do you know God can manufacture a police officer when you are in trouble? Like those, if you go to Mexico, they behave like people in Africa too. If you give them money, they will let you go. But do you know a high-ranking officer can come in form of, an angel will come like a high-ranking officer? Just let her go, let her go. Hallelujah. Please, don't limit God. Take the word of God as it is. For God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the son of man that he should repent. He has said it. He will make it good and he will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Paraclete, face on time. Now, in Paraclete, to follow the unseen teacher is not easy, brother. Sister, it's not easy. It takes time to know how to follow the Holy Spirit. Because God has already given us the Holy Spirit to take us to where he has prepared for us. The goal of overcomers is already here. Press into it, brother, sister, press into it. Don't look back. The time is short. Jesus is coming soon. Hallelujah. Now, this is Gospel of John. I wrote out something here in Amplified Translation. Gospel of John chapter 16, verse 7 through 13. But I will only read verse 7. But I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper, the comforter, the advocate, the intercessor, the counselor, the strengthener, the standby, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him, the Holy Spirit, to you, to be close fellowship with you. Another translation says, I will not leave you orphans. Because he's our daddy. He wants to take us to where he has prepared for us. And the Holy Spirit will help us to get there. Hallelujah. So where is the helper now? He's here. Where is the comforter? He's here to comfort you. Where is the advocate? He's here. to advocate for you, to argue your case on your behalf. When you stand before a judge, you don't know what to say. The advocate will advocate for you. I remember some years ago, I parked my vehicle in my sister's yard in Tempe. Another day when I came back, I saw a ticket there. I said, no, this cannot happen. Why would they put a ticket? Because I parked by the roadside. Do you know, I said, I will fight this. I went to the court. When I got there, I told the judge, I said, I'm a good citizen. There's no reason they should put a ticket. He said, look, there are laws written in this land that you don't know. And he told the policeman to go and print a lot of laws. And he brought them. Being a good citizen is not enough. You need to know the laws of the land. He said, that place you parked your vehicle, it was too close to the fire hydrant. That is why they put tickets. He said, but now, we'll just pay half and leave the rest. Hallelujah. Don't just take things like that. Know your right. According to the word of God, argue your case like a lawyer. Amen? The Holy Spirit, young people, the Holy Spirit will help you. Even in your school, the Holy Spirit will help you. I know of a young man, very young. Do you know when he's doing his exams, the angel will come and begin to tell him. Why? Because that young man spent several hours praying. And then, others who try to imitate him, they failed woefully. But you are special. You are a peculiar people. You are the Son of God, the very Son of God. Hallelujah. So when a paraclete will come, it will be your helper. It will be your comforter. He will be your strengthener. He will be your standby. He will show you things to come. He will take you to God's reality. Hallelujah. There's a brother in Canada. He was holding a meeting. And he was preaching a very powerful message. Then a young lady came out. He said, Pastor, just pray for my daddy now. Pray for my daddy now. He said himself was not even ready. But the thing dawned on him. And he started to pray. He said he was standing in the church there. And he found himself walking in the corridor of the hospital. And went to pray for the man. The man was healed of the stroke and started walking. And the young lady who requested it, a call came from the police, from the hospital. He said, I'm healed. Do you know, God can use your body and take you somewhere else to minister to somebody? Please, let us stop limiting God. God will take your body and use this your body to minister to somebody. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Are you still here? Apart from equipping us, the Holy Spirit will fill you to be able to make your ministry to be effective. I will not go to the area of my own examples now. I don't want to offend anybody. Because I have a lot of examples to cite. But at times when you use other people's example, people will be offended. But I'm not trying to exalt myself. I'm just a vessel. There are a lot of things, or the things that God has used me to, I cannot do it on my own. Unless he flow through me to minister to others. Now the Holy Spirit is there to prepare you for the coming of the Lord. The coming of the Lord is at hand. Remember, he said, the bride maketh herself ready. The bride maketh herself ready. Brethren, be ready. The Holy Spirit will help you to be ready. So when the Holy Spirit will knock you or touch you or move you to do something, do it. It's for a purpose. I remember one day, I was driving a town car. I started smelling something. Or when I looked on the bonnet, I see smoke was coming out. I decided to park. Do you know I left my wallet there in that car? And the towing van came and took the town car, the car to the workshop. When the thing dawned on me that I don't have my wallet, do you know what the Holy Spirit said? I got your wallet. How? You got my wallet? Then I called the owner. I said, she called the mechanic, whether my wallet is there. Behold, the wallet was intact. Nobody touched it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, what the Lord is doing is to make you a supernatural being. I remember one of our brothers, I won't mention his name now. He said, as you are looking at me, I'm not just an ordinary human being. I'm a supernatural person. Hallelujah. Truly, the Holy Spirit in you makes you supernatural. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father is your Father. Remember what the Bible says in the book of Acts 17. It says, in Him we move, in Him we live, in Him we have our being. Then again, it says, we are His offspring. Oh, God is your Father. Offspring of God. I have four myself. Blessed joy, Jubilee. I just mentioned their names. They are my offspring. They look like me. I don't want to cause jealousy now. They look like me. Hallelujah. Because they are my offspring. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the last born, when my wife gave birth to Jubilee, she was so light. And they were asked, who is the father of this one? Until when they saw me, they said, oh, okay. I was lighter than this, but the son of Arizona looked on me. That's why I'm becoming dark. Praise the Lord. Brethren, the time is short. Let the Holy Spirit help you to bring you to the desired heaven of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I would like to round up here. Are we still here? Let me stress this one more time. Mark 16:17. These signs shall follow them. I'm one of them. Not because I'm a minister. You are a believer. These signs supposed to follow you. In my name, they will cast out devils. Remember what the Bible says in Philippians 2:9. Wherefore also God has highly exalted him. He has given him a name which is above every name. But at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of beings in heaven and on earth and beneath the earth. That every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. That name is enough. It's the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's known in heaven. It's recognized in here. That name, anywhere you go, it will work for you. There's a hymn that says, take the name of Jesus to child of sorrow. But we are not a child of sorrow. Take the name of Jesus with you, child of woe. Hail. If you take the name or you go, precious name, oh, how sweet, hope of heaven and joy of heaven, precious name. Oh, how sweet, hope of heart,
joy of heaven.
Amen. Sister Kate, please step forward. Yesterday, while I was meditating, I saw something hanging on your back. I need to go. Brethren, I want you to stand up, stretch your hand towards our sister. Father, your word says, wherefore also God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every name must bow. Whatsoever the enemy has programmed into our sister's body, today, as she's standing in the altar before you, we deprogram you. We say, go in the name of Jesus. Father, your word says again, Romans 8:11. If the spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead will also quicken your mortal body. Lord, quicken this body. And touch her spinal cord. Restore everything, I pray, O God. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Bless you, my sister. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You want me to continue? Hallelujah. Remember this scripture in the book of Psalm 15. Or let me go with Psalm 24. It's very, very vital for the race you are running. Let me quickly share this with you. Then we'll dismiss. Psalm 24. Somebody can help me with Psalm 24. I'm trying to find my way in my Bible. Amen. Yeah. He said, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. See, for he had founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? It's a question to every one of us. See the answer. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity. Vanity of vanity is vanity. Don't lift your soul unto vanity. Nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is generation of them that seek him. You are a part of that generation. That seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. This is generation of them that this is their lifestyle. They will not put their hand in unclean things. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The time is so short. The trumpet will sound. Those who are ready will go. Don't be among those who will be left behind. That is my admonition this morning. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.